13 under the Sports Fox and the Beaver Radio Network. National Signing Day is today. BSU football and soccer teams releasing their signing class for the upcoming season. We will have head soccer coach Jim Stone here momentarily, and also BSU head football coach Jeff Tesh to BSU Athletic Media Relations Director Brad Folkstead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for watching online, at home, or wherever you are. Thank you for listening on the Beaver Radio Network, and thank you for being here. Today's an exciting day for Bemidji State, specifically our soccer and football programs, sort of a sneak peek at the future of Beaver Athletics with National Signing Day. And today, the press conference will feature our soccer coach, Jim Stone, as well as head football coach, Jeff Tesh. We'll start off with Jim Stone. The BSU soccer team completed the 2015 season 11-7-1 and made the NSIC tournament for the seventh consecutive season. So without further ado, I'd just like to have Coach Stone come up here and make a blanket statement about his 2016 signing class, and then we'll open the floor for any questions. Coach Stone.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate all the work that Brad puts into this, and I appreciate everyone else showing up today too to hear about the new additions to our Beaver family. I kind of say this every year, but it really is a day of Thanksgiving, and I hope I'm happy. I really am, and I'm not going to kind of go Pete Carroll here and start bouncing around, but this is about as giddy as you'll see me in an interview, I guess. So, there's lots of things to go around. I really do believe God has a part in who comes here. And, I look back at my life and I see places where I traveled and how my path took different directions at different times. And just I could see kind of God's hand in that and looking back. And, I hope our players feel kind of that same purpose, that this is really meant to be, and that this is where they're supposed to be, and it's going to be a good place. And I believe it is. My family, they put up with a lot of lonely weekends. And so obviously want to thank them back at home. And Andy, he's not in the room right now, but everyone watching this who understands Beaver soccer knows how much he plays a role in making us successful. And especially in the recruiting piece of things, he's second to none, and he just has a huge piece in this. And really, I think Andy, he's been here 6 years now. If we were on the market, our stock would be up, and I'd be buying BSU soccer stock right now. And a big reason why is Andy Jansen. Can't overstate that. And then club and high school coaches, they do so much to develop these kids and put faith in us here. And I could name a whole bunch. Umut Ozturk really helped us out in terms of putting some belief in us. And I think we got four of kids off of his MTA team. All those youth coaches, the club coaches, the high school coaches, can't give enough thanks to them. And then everyone within our athletic department, right on down from Deb to Tracy, Sarah, Brad and Colin for what they do here. And then just people in our campus community. Admissions does a lot of work here to bring these classes together. And we have professors on campus like Doug Life or Ken Traxler who take the time to meet with some really talented students and kind of pull this all together. So that being said, I guess I will open it up a little bit and then go from there.
Was there one pressing need that you wanted to fill with this class?
There was. I don't know if you recall last year we kind of talked about having a defensive need. And quite honestly, one of the reasons I'm so happy today is because most of our objectives were met in this recruiting class, and I don't think that's always the case. We maybe had to slide some players around to kind of meet some of our needs. And certainly those players who we slid around did a great job. We had a really solid year, but we were able to to meet most of our objectives in this recruiting class, which to me is just it's exciting. And you know, one of those big points of emphasis was the defensive side of things. And you know, I think last year we were, I wrote this down here, we were second in SIC in goals per game at 1.89, and we were good defensively too. We were fifth in NSIC, 1.05 goals against. But I am a believer that, you know, as the cliche says, defense wins championships. I really do believe that. And I think we need to continue getting a little bit more tight in the back. And I think with this class, we're going to have some players in place that can help us with that goal.
In this class, you have a couple younger siblings to some people who have come through the program in the past. I mean, what does that say about the program and the family atmosphere that you're developing here and your longevity here as a coach?
I hope it speaks to the experience that kids get here, and I hope it speaks to just that, you know, not just the experience of the player, but also to, like you talked about, the family that comes with that kid. I hope both parties are having great experiences in our program, and if that's a little testament to it, then we're definitely happy about it.
Coach, are there any particular challenges with having such a large recruiting class with regards to integrating them into your current team?
That's a great question. Andy and I have kind of pondered that many times and kind of banged our head against the wall, kind of trying to find the right answer for that. You know, we've kind of tinkered around with the roster the last couple of years, the last five or so years, and you know, our roster got as high as 30, and this last year, you know, it was as small as somewhere around 20, somewhere in there. I can't quite recall, but you know, one of the things I think we learned through that process is that there's good and bad with both situations. Obviously, a small roster, you know, it's easier to build that team chemistry and that family-like feeling. But at the same time, it's tough when you're playing Saturday, Sundays. It's a different dynamic when you go to the training field with a small roster. You're not able to do quite as much as you'd like. So we just felt like this was a time where we needed to bring in a large class. We felt like this was what's best for the program. And, you know, I think all these kids coming in are driven, and they want to be a part of a winning program, and part of a winning program is having quality, not just quality, but also quantity, and meaning depth, obviously with a quality to it. So, you know, the defensive focus, and then obviously the depth that this class is going to bring us is another reason why we're happy today. So I don't know if that answered your question. I guess to answer a little bit further, I would say we're not overly concerned about it because I feel like we have strong leadership, and I feel like we have a strong core that's going to show these kids the ropes and encourage them and you know, role model for them kind of the right things to do on and off the field. So I think that we're going to be able to integrate them quickly, and I think I hope it's going to be smooth.
Yeah. Looking at your roster from last season, there are six players that you lost to graduation. And those are players who logged a lot of minutes, some specifically, logged a lot of minutes over the last 4 years. Do you see anybody in this class that's going to be able to help fill that role, or do you have people waiting in the
wings? I mean, you can't replace people like Emily Olson. And she's in this room, but I'm being serious. You know, you just hope that the next person that comes in brings some qualities that can continue to have success and potentially even, you know, take us to even a higher level. But, you know, for example, we brought Skylar Prentice from the Green Bay area. She's kind of out of the Emily Olson mold. You know, she has an engine on her that doesn't stop, and she's a good ball winner, a really good distributor, keeps the ball. So we'll have kids that will come in and fulfill those roles, but it'll always look a little bit different. You know, and that's one of the you know, the tough pieces and the frustrating pieces about a college coach is because you lose kids that you care about a lot and you'd love to have them for the next 10 years. But at the same time, it's exciting because every year is a little bit different. And you can line up exactly the same. You can say, we're going to play in a 4-3-3. We're going to high pressure. We're going to possess. We're going to do this. But it always looks a little bit different, especially in soccer, because it is a player's game. You know, there's no timeouts. There's no, you know, there's no play calling. And so the players put the kind of their own kind of taste and flavor into the and kind of touch onto the game. So it's always a little bit different. And that's exciting. I think it's going to be exciting in the fall to see kind of what these kids bring into our program and how it plays out onto the field.
Bulk of the class from Minnesota. You cast your net far to get a goalie. did you cast it that far because of the difficulty in finding high-quality goalies, or did you cast it that far because she already had a sister that came here?
Probably the latter. You know, like Brad was talking about the family piece, you know, we had that connection with Amanda here earlier. So, it was a great find for us, and it was just a find that we were kind of blessed to have happen and through that connection.
What does it say about the quality of Minnesota youth soccer that you can get that many from Minnesota?
We have really good soccer here, you know. You know, the tough piece with the soccer here is that it's so I got some players waving in the window right here, but I got the soccer here, it's great. But you know, Minnesota, what is our population? About 5 million. So, and you have so many coaches fighting over the same kids. I think the last, I don't know, handful of years, we've developed relationships within Minnesota that's really paying the way for us now. I think recruiting has become a little, I don't know if I want to say easier, but I feel like we're in the conversation with higher level players than we've ever been, more on a more consistent basis. So, Minnesota's great, but it is a jammed market. So we do have to find other pockets to be successful in finding players.
Any of this class have the skill set to contribute right away?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think there's four or five kids here who are gonna, you know, challenge for starting positions and push us just from day one. So very excited about that. And then sometimes you get surprises, so maybe there's more than that, maybe there's less than that. You never really know till the ball starts rolling. But we really do feel strongly about this group and what they're going to bring to us.